We have no idea why it works. No idea at all. But the moment you step back from the God complex and you say, let's just try a bunch of stuff, let's have a systematic way of determining what's working and what's not, you can solve your problem. Now, this process of trial and error is actually far more common in successful institutions than we care to recognize. And we've heard a lot about how economies function. Now, the US economy is still the world's greatest economy. How did it become the world's greatest economy? I could give you all kinds of facts and figures about the US economy, but I think the most salient one is this. 10% of American businesses disappear every year. That is a huge failure rate. It's far higher than the failure rate for, say, you know, Americans. 10% of Americans don't disappear every year, which leads us to conclude, you know, American businesses fail faster than Americans, and therefore American businesses are evolving faster than Americans. And, you know, eventually they'll have evolved to such a high peak of perfection that they will make us all their pets. If, of course, they haven't already done so. I sometimes wonder. But it's this process of trial and error that explains, you know, this great divergence, this incredible performance of Western economies. It didn't come because you put some incredibly smart person in charge. It's come through trial and error.